Hey viewers, a lot of you have already joined the mailing list, but it's come to my attention that my emails are going to spam. So please check your spam for Planet Peterson to see those. If you're not on the mailing list, there's a link to a Google form in the pinned comment below. And if you're on the mailing list, I also pinned a merchandise survey that you can take as well. So please check those things out.
What's your thoughts on them actually finding soft tissue and dinosaur bones?
They haven't.
It's kind of like all over YouTube. You can't help but find it.
So Mary Schweitzer found this is actually really old news. It was found in 1997, and then again in like 2004, 2005. What they found was they pulled some material out of the bone matrix, and then when they added water to it, some of the collagen fibers were like flexible. So they didn't really find soft tissue. They found some really old dehydrated, mineralized, whatever, collagen remnants, or maybe it was cartilage, I don't remember exactly. In one case, it was T-Rex bone. I don't remember what it was in the other one. And when they added water, it gained some of its flexibility. But there are only two known examples of this that I'm aware of, at least. It's cool. It's interesting. But it doesn't disprove the old paradigm or anything in any way.
So what about the fact that we have human tools with human beings supposedly in an era that's supposed to be a billion years old?
We don't.
We do.
Nope.
Yep. And
ready?
What about
ready?
What
ready?
About
ready? Ready? Nope.
Yeah, we do.
Nope.
Yeah, we do.
Nope.
And then, of course, dinosaur footprints with human footprints in the
same
layer.
That's not true either.
Oh, yeah, that's totally true.
It's not.
I mean, whether you choose to believe it or not, that's up to you. And there's no way that there would be any soft tissue in a fossil that's supposedly, what are you saying here?
Why not?
That billion
why is
years.
Why is that impossible?
It's impossible.
Why? Why is it impossible?
Just doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the fossilization narrative, bro.
What fossilization narrative says that some tissue can't be preserved for 65 million years, and then when it's rehydrated, still have some flexibility? When did we ever say that?
Like many times, dude.
When?
Let's see what fossilization. This is a process of an animal or a plant becoming preserved in a hard petrified form. That's literally the definition of fossilization.
Yeah, so out of exactly what you just described, they pulled a couple of grams of material out, and when they added water to it, it gained a little bit of flexibility. What is that?
Which should be impossible.
Why? Why is
because
that impossible?
It's supposed to be a billion years old, and the entire
it's not supposed to be a billion years old. It's supposed to be around 70 million years old.
Is that long enough? 70 million? Is that long enough for the full fossilization process to happen?
Of course it is. We have fossils of things that are
right?
that are merely tens of thousands of years old.
But it didn't happen.
What didn't happen?
Well, it didn't fully fossilize.
A few grams of material being pulled out of something that weighs several kilograms.
It's still a few grams, and the entire piece would have been fossilized over 70 million years.
So we have found a few grams out of the hundreds of thousands of dinosaur fossils. Maybe it's more than that. If the fossils were actually recent, then finding organic tissue should be the overwhelming rule, not the one in a million exception. In fact, we have bog bodies that we know are many thousands of years old. None of them are fossilized. None of them. Not even parts of them are fossilized,
Well, there you
despite the
go.
fact that they are buried in conditions that are perfect for fossilization. None of them are, which means it takes extraordinarily long periods of time for things to fossilize.
Actually doesn't. They've actually done a study, and in the right conditions, you can fossilize an organism within
Such
7 to 10
as.
days.
Such as.
I'm still looking for the peer study. I've read it once before, and I was trying to find it. If I find it, I'll send it to you. Okay, so then the next thing is, oh, sorry, another point. That's the one I just really wanted to talk about, but
We can talk about that so much more. If dinosaur bone,
you
if
don't think the
dinosaur
earth is
bones are
flat?
only
I
a
don't think
few
the earth
thousand
is
years
flat.
old, we have remains, we have bodily remains, and we have like remains of
Fossil evidence of
hold
one
on,
creature
hold on.
turning into another
Why
creature.
is it that we have a couple of grams of soft tissue? Not really, but we'll just say that we do. Why is it that we have a couple of grams in total in the entire collection of dinosaur fossils? We have a couple of grams of soft tissue
That's
if
not the
they're
only
only a few
place that
thousand
was
years old.
found. That's the, not the only place it was found. It was also found in a triceratop horn as well.
Yeah, two examples.
Yeah. I mean, that's enough.
No, it isn't. What are you
How is it
talking
not?
about?
How is it not enough? How is it not
Stati
enough to prove, disprove
Oh,
theory
Jesus.
that fossilization.
Name one time where we ever take statistical outliers and conclude, therefore, the entire range of data is perfectly described by statistical outliers. Name one time that we ever do that.
We do it all the time in evolution.
No, we don't.
Yeah, they did it with the jawbone. They did it with the jawbone of a pig.
That's not a statistical outlier. I have no idea what you're saying. If you're going to be
It's
talking
totally a
about some
statistic
sort of
outlier.
scientific hoax,
No, but
that's not a statistical
well,
outlier because it, not in the sense of what we're talking about.
that is totally in the sense of what we're talking about. We're talking about the introduction of evolution into schools by the process of a pig jawbone,
No,
which they
evolution
thought was a
wasn't.
human, which they thought was a human jawbone, and come to find out it was not from a human.
This is very stupid. So that's not how the
Not
theory of
stupid.
evolution got
It's
into
not
schools.
stupid. It's just basically how it was in it was how it
It's
was introduced.
not.
Okay.
Do you know, okay, do you know how we found out that that fossil was not a human
So
fossil?
why is it that Stephen Gould himself, who is the
Do you know, you can unmute yourself after I'm done asking the question. Do you know how it is we found out that that fossil was not a human fossil?
I didn't go that far. It's not necessary.
Science. We found that out through science.
Okay, so
Because
what's your point
science is
on
objectively good at figuring out what the truth is. But again, so
Okay, so
I'm trying to, let's go back to what we were talking about, because I really dislike it when people change the subject. When do we
I'm not.
ever take statistical outliers and say, therefore, this outlier describes the entire range of data? You actually have done it twice. You've done it with the soft tissue and the dinosaur thing, and then you did it with this one hoax was a hoax, therefore, everything is a hoax. That
What
makes
I'm
absolutely
saying,
no
what I'm
sense.
saying to you is, yes, we have done it in evolution before. In the theory of evolution, we have done it before. The initial construct of the argument of evolution in the courts was that this jawbone of a pig was actually a human, but they never corrected it.
The theory of evolution is not predicated on that piece of data. It's predicated on literally tens of millions of pieces of data.
Right. And none of that data is truly sufficient. Even Stephen Gould himself said
that. Says who?
I know that evolution is true if we can only prove it.
It has been proven countless times.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that you've got a fossil of a creature turning into another creature?
Even if evolution was true, what you just described is impossible, because what you just described is Pokemon, and obviously a fossil. You can't watch a fossil turn into something, because it's a fossil. Why would you say that?
I'm just saying.
Why would anybody make that statement?
Nobody has any evidence of evolution.
Stop and answer the question. Why did you say that?
Because it's what you're saying.
No, it's not what I'm saying. I think I pretty clearly explained how that makes zero sense, even if evolution is true. So why did you say that?
At a different point in time, that means that obviously it had to evolve.
Are you done? The question is, why did you say that?
Because I'm expressing the idiocracy of evolution in itself.
The first half of that sentence you were spot on, but you ended it.
If you want to,
this is the equivalent. Okay,
came from an ape. That's totally fine.
Okay, here is an equivalent argument to what you made. You think the Bible is true and it was written by God? Name one time where we ever found a Bible that wrote itself. Answer that question.
I believe that things that happen in the Bible are historically true.
Name one time where we ever found a Bible that started to write itself.
The Bible never claims to write itself.
Exactly. Do you get it now? Do you get why your question was awful?
No, I don't. I don't understand what you're talking about. The Bible never claims to write
itself. Name one time. Do you think that murders can be solved by following the forensic evidence? Do you agree with that?
I believe murders can be solved by eyewitness accounts.
Do you think that murders can be solved by using forensic evidence?
Sometimes.
Great. So can you name a single time where we ever found a murdered body that then we watched it be murdered when we found it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think you understood my question. And it's not a good question, because I'm trying to reframe your question.
Have we ever found a body that was murdered
and then watched the body be murdered right when we found it?
What you're saying is, yeah, I'm saying yes. If you were standing there and you were watching the body get murdered, you would know that the body got murdered.
No, you're not understanding the question at all. You asking for finding a fossil that evolved makes as much sense as trying to find a murdered body that is in the active process of being murdered. It makes no sense, because that's literally impossible.
So let me ask you how instinctual you are.
Instinctual?
Yeah. How are you instinctive? Do you follow your life by instinct?
I think science has pretty clearly demonstrated that that's not very reliable. You brought up eyewitness testimony earlier. You know that that's regarded as the most unreliable form of evidence, right?
Not if you were to go to court, buddy.
I was talking about in court.
It's absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I live in the States. I don't know where you live, but in the
I
state
live
of
in the
Texas.
States. I live in California.
Yeah. Well, therefore, basically, you can be convicted just strictly by somebody's eyewitness account.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. What we're talking about is what's the most unreliable form of data.
I never said it was reliable. I'm just saying that's what everybody goes by.
The Innocence Project states that nationally, over 70% of the exonerated individuals were initially convicted based on testimony from eyewitnesses. So 70% of and this is just this one project that deals with people on death row, I'm pretty sure. But they found that 70% of the people that get exonerated, their initial conviction, which you just said, came from eyewitness testimony.
Yeah.
So anyways,
You count that as
what
reliable, though. Otherwise, there wouldn't be the convictions in the first place.
Yeah, we have to have something, but it can be the case that something is the worst. Something has to be the worst. Like your arguments and my arguments, one of them is the worst, right? When it comes to evidence, one form has to be the worst. And hearsay is one of the worst. Well, this isn't hearsay, but you know.
We don't know either way. It could be, or it might not be.
Anyways, so
Oh, and then that's what I was that is basically now, of course, I can shoot you some of the sediments where they actually have, human feet with dinosaur prints. Man, it's actually pretty common. They don't really want you to know all that stuff. They want you to be a monkey. Society wants you to be a
See,
monkey.
now you're a conspiracy theorist. Do
No,
you
I'm
think
just
the Earth
saying they
is
do.
flat? Do you think the moon landing was fake? Do you think the Jews control everything?
I don't think the Jews control everything.
But you think the Earth is flat?
I think there's a lot of rich Jews.
Do you think the Earth is flat?
I don't think the earth is flat.
Okay.
I think that the earth is probably more of an oval shape. Just because of some of the things that I've seen where they've actually went underwater and they went underwater in deep areas and then basically came up like as if they were on the flip side of the earth. It's like pretty crazy. I've
That's
seen a couple things like that. They were
so
pretty.
interesting that I don't feel like talking about it at all anymore. So, anyways, why did you, let's go back to what we were talking about earlier. What kind of sensible person takes a statistical outlier and then says, therefore, all of the data fits the outlier? Like I could do that to you. I could
Evolution
say,
is
I could ask you, you've probably
going to do the
lied
same
before,
thing.
right? And the answer is yes. And then I'm just going to claim that every single thing you've ever said is a lie. There.
An evolutionist. Y'all do it all the time.
So the question was, why do you pick statistical outliers and say, therefore, that explains the entire range of data?
Because it fits with what we scientifically know about fossilization.
It fits. No, it literally doesn't because it's a
It totally
statistical
does.
outlier.
It totally does.
You're trolling, right? Because what you just said
I'm
could
not
not be more
trolling.
divorced from the truth.
Oh my gosh.
Statistical outliers, by their
So
very
what
definition,
is the evidence
don't
of evolution
fit
then?
the overall data. I asked you, why are you extrapolating based on outliers and saying, therefore, all of the data fits the outlier?
It's not an outlier. It's actually a
How many
revealing
examples of soft tissue in dinosaurs have they found?
it doesn't matter.
It's the only thing that matters. They've found
No,
two or three.
it's not
How
the only
many
thing that
fossils
matters.
of dinosaurs do we have? Millions. Therefore, it's a statistical outlier.
No, it's absolutely not. It's re especially if it's been found more than once, it's repeatable. So
You
then you have
can't
to
possibly be
consider it.
this goddamn stupid. Even if they've found 100, it's still a statistical outlier. How do you not get this? See, this is what happens when you talk to somebody that has a conclusion in mind already and is deeply ignorant about the information. You get nothing but. That you're muted. You have to tap yourself and unmute yourself.
You like doing that, don't you?
When people
Does
just.
that feed your ego?
What, this?
No, that's actually funny.
Well, we agree on that.
Just muting me? Is that just feed your ego?
Because you kept saying something wrong over
I'm
and over
saying
again.
the same thing that you, I'm saying the same thing over and over again. I don't have to agree with you. I don't think that it's an outlier. I think because it has been
But
repeated,
it
it is
is.
science.
How do you not get this? If we do
How do
something
you
a
not get
million
it?
times and all but 100 of those things all fit here, and then there are 100 of them over here, they're outliers. Those 100 things have happened more than once. They've been repeated, but they're outliers. How do you not get this?
Okay, if a virus acts the same way over and over again, and we know how a virus acts, then all of a sudden it mutates and kills you, what difference is it going to make?
That was not a good analogy.
It was a fantastic analogy. You got to give me a little credit on that one. That
It
was
was
pretty
a
good.
analogy.
Dude. All right. You didn't like it. I apologize. This is your channel. I was trying to get you some likes.
Well, I mean, we got some.
Yeah, that's all I got for now. But I would think the Earth is more like an atom.
God.